pain or pains. We all have this in different kinds and on different levels, regardless of who you are. Well, we all experience pains in our life, but have you ever considered seeking its purpose? And why do we need to go through all this pain or pains in our life? Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of The Awakened Soul. Thank you once again for tuning in. This is Tin, your woman in mission. I'm a wife, a mom of two boys, a woman in business, and an awakened soul with a mission to provide a supportive platform for individuals navigating life's challenges, seeking abundance and purpose. This is more than just a podcast. Here at Awakened Soul, there's no judgment, only a safe space for authentic expression and genuine connection. Hello guys, so it's Holy Week and I actually have a bunch of topics that I'm so excited to tackle here, but just this morning I actually did meditate, and just allow me to just insert a little bit of, you know, astrology here. I don't know if some of you would be interested, but so today is March 25 and it's full moon, the very first lunar eclipse full moon. And well, it's not the most auspicious full moon, as they say, so it is advised to do a lot of grounding and meditation. And for those of you who's been following me on Threads, you would know that sometimes I would share tips about it, and actually sort of I share this last night and also via my stories on Instagram account, and I got feedbacks about how it was actually affecting them, but it's more of the emotional side. And so this eclipse is entering on my sign, and since that I'm more aware of it, I actually listened to what I am advised really to do, like meditation. So I listened, I followed, and sort of it really have helped me. And before I actually started, I did set my intention and I told myself that I want to free my mind from thoughts, whatever it is, if it's good or bad, and for me to be able to process new informations, or for me to be able to accept new downloads. You know, I call it downloads, like when there's actually insights or ideas or any form of thoughts that, you know, just came out of nowhere. Yeah, so there. So something I did not expect that was actually given to me while I was doing my meditation, because I was more of like just wanted to rest my mind. That's basically the intention I wanted to. Although somehow I kind of like opened it for more ideas probably, or thoughts. But one thing so unexpectedly came in, and I was sort of given a topic idea. Not just one, but two. So it's about pain, and the other is forgiveness. So I kind of jinxed already my next episode. But if that's something that resonates to you as well, then better wait for it. And so yeah, after my meditation, I also got more of the other information, but not really more about the topics on this podcast, until my boys kind of interrupted me as they went inside my room and screaming, I go first. And Kurt was actually rushing through me and said, I hugged mama first, followed by Kyle, and we had a group hug. The best interruption ever. So anyway, to make a long story short, I wasn't really able to finish my meditation. But yeah, I got this idea, topic ideas for my podcast, which is about pain, and the other is forgiveness. Well, I'm actually raised as a Catholic, and now that we're actually observing Lent, and normally this is really the time we do a lot of reflections about life. So probably the reason being why I was given this idea. The problem is I'm not really so prepared for this topic, because like I've mentioned, I already have topics in line that I'm so excited to share with all of you, but I know that I gotta push this. So here we go, and let's finally talk about pain. The pain in the ass. No, I'm just kidding. The pains in our lives. The pains we are experiencing. Or we call this our sufferings. It has different types too. There's this physical pains for those suffering from injury or illnesses that limits our abilities to live and act like normal people. And since that I mentioned this, I just realized I was actually going through this pain, the physical pain, just 2 weeks ago when I fell off the stairs. Like how I will joke to those who would ask me, it's just, you know, just 5 to 6 steps. It's nothing. It's not much. But people would normally react to me like, what? 5 to 6 steps? And I hope everything's okay, and I hope nothing's like broken or something like that. And yeah, but luckily I just suffered physical pain. Nothing was broken, and I'm all intact. I have my foot complete with muscles and bones. And the other day, a friend actually asked me, which moves me to the next pain, which is emotional pain. So she asked me if I was being emotional about it. And I told her, honestly, I accepted it wholeheartedly. Like, even the slightest of bitterness in my heart, zero. I felt that, I don't know if you guys will actually find it weird, but to some friends, I would actually tell them I felt that it was really bound to happen to me. And as to why, well, probably I'll just create another episode of, yeah, about what happened to me, about this accident. Because, yeah, it's another story to tell or share. Anyway, let's just go back to our emotional pain. So emotional pain, such as heartbreak, grief, loneliness, depression, which can actually deeply impact our mental well-being and self-worth. And another pain, and probably the hardest to cope up, is loss, especially if it's a death of a loved one. The end of relationship, loss of job, loss of opportunity, and this all leads us to feel that sorry and emptiness. Pain of rejection. Rejections in various aspects of our life. Romantic relationships, friendships, career opportunities, and this also can trigger inadequacy and self-doubt. Well, I'm sure you all can relate to the types of pain I'm trying to share here and probably thinking, wow, I've experienced this and this. But wait, there's more. Pain of failure. Struggling with setbacks, disappointments, and failures can be demoralizing and challenging our confidence and sense of accomplishment. Pain of existence. Would you believe, and some may not even be able to relate to this, but this pain is very common to people who has been questioning the meaning of life, our purpose. It can evoke that feeling of confusion and anxiety. Some of us may not even be so familiar with this yet, as this happen or can happen at any point in our life. Betrayal is another pain. Lately, I've been hearing this word so often from different people. Some that would actually even shock me, like I just met them and would just share that something happened to them. And commonly, it's really about betrayal. And they say that's why it's the most painful, because betrayal mostly happens from people closest to you or people you loved so dearly. Being betrayed or deceived by someone we trust, whether by friends, family, partners in business, trusted employees, can really result to frustration and even for some, so much anger or traumas. We also have pains from financial hardships, dealing with financial struggles, never-ending debts, poverty, pain from wanting a good life, but you know that you cannot just afford it. And this causes significant stress and impacts our quality of life. There's also social pain, discriminations, haters in social media, bullying in school can cause emotional pain and erode our sense of belonging and connection. Now, that's quite a lot, right? But if you think about it, I'm sure you're all tuning in right now and probably have this in mind, that you may seem to experience it all. Am I right? Or if not, like 80 to 90% of what I've mentioned has happened to you. Like, it's so impossible if you will tell me right now that, oh, from everything that you've mentioned, only probably I experience 2 or 3 pains. Even for some at an early age, you can already experience death. You experience bullying. You experience rejection. You failed your parents' expectations, or you failed your grades. You got heartbroken from your first love. I mean, who doesn't experience pains? It doesn't matter how old you are. And if you think about it, like even the world's richest experience failures in business, not once, but multiple times. But they keep on going. So many famous motivational speakers right now who are handicapped or have disabilities, but they keep inspiring. So many success stories of people from rags to riches, like totally from nothing to somebody who can afford everything they want or need. These pains we all experience, or what we go through, is part of our human experience. By acknowledging and confronting these pains, we can learn. We can improve ourselves to grow, be better, be stronger, be more resilient, to develop empathy, and be able to adapt well. Pain teaches us valuable lessons and helps us adapt to our environment, and prompting us to adjust our behavior to avoid similar situations in the future. But then again, sometimes despite going through all this pain, we will somehow encounter it again. Like, it happens again. Because sometimes, it's either we can never avoid it, or most of the time, we never learned. Life with all its beauty and wonder is also marked by moments of pain. That's when they say sometimes you can still smile, but no one knew you're going through something. You're still able to do all your responsibilities as a daughter, or son, or mother, or father, or as a boss, or an employee. Whatever that role may be, from physical discomfort to emotional anguish, these experiences test us. And also, how we challenge our understanding of the world around us. These pains carves us on our journey. It carves pathways to our innermost selves. Through the tears we shed and hearts we mend, we emerge to be stronger, and more than anything, for some, because we have to go through something or we went through something, we grow to be more compassionate beings. No one else would understand what others are going through more than you, the person who is going through or have experienced the same, right? This helps us, actually, to be better human being. And before I conclude today's episode, if you know anyone who is going through something or going through rough times in their life, you might want to share this episode or my podcast channel, The Awakened Soul. That would mean a lot to me, or to your person. Also, allow me to just say thank you for staying and spending your precious moments with me here at The Awakened Soul. I'd love to hear your thoughts, if you can share your reflections or stories, or even if you have any questions. Feel free to connect with me on my Instagram account, and that's wondermom.ph, that's W with an A. Hope to hear from you, and also if you feel connected and you haven't subscribed, please, I'm inviting you to subscribe to the Awakened Soul Podcast. It's available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and other podcast platforms. Thank you in advance for your support. It means a lot to me. And just remember, you need to understand and accept that pain is part of our life. And it's not something to be feared or avoided. Instead, it is something for us to embrace and understand. It is for growth and transformation. In short, for the better and stronger you. Thank you once again for being a part of this beautiful journey. Until next time, take care, stay curious, and never forget to embrace the magic of gratitude in every moment. This is Din, your woman in mission, signing off. See you soon!